Now I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's been quite a long time. It's how I felt. It's good to see and meet all of you. Wonderful. Thank you. So we start a new year. This is the third week of the new year. The new year. The passage that you have given to me is Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18 to 25. Just now we have read it, the whole chapter of chapter 1. But the passage we are meditating on is from verses 18 to 25. And you have read the passage, we have read it. And it's concerning the sermon title is The Birth of Jesus Christ. And, I have been thinking a lot. And first of all, when we talk about the birth of Jesus Christ, every year you find this, the world will celebrate or commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. And they all celebrate in such a thing that, in such a manner that is not godly, unpleasing in the sight of God. And I believe, and it's wonderful that many churches, very good churches, Bible-believing churches, all were, during that season, would have their services, rather worship the Lord, and then have a time of fellowship, merrymaking, in a good way. That's right. But for the world, when they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, they celebrate as if like a birthday, like we celebrate our birthdays. And then we have parents or grandparents, we celebrate in a bigger way, their birthday. But when I begin to think, I think of it, if you talk of the Lord Jesus Christ, as if the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the second person of the Triune God. And so, He has no birthday, no birthday. No. The second person of the Triune God, the second person, that's Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, has no birthday. He lives from everlasting to everlasting. So, I like to share this with you. This is my conviction. And at the same time, I also was thinking that the 25th of December is celebrated as the birthday of Christ. Nobody knows when is the birthday of Christ. This 25th of December is not right. But however, when the Lord Jesus Christ came down to this earth, the first coming of Advent of the Lord Jesus Christ came down. He must come. He came as a babe. And He has got to be born as a babe. Jesus as a babe. Which we are going to see afterwards in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. And so, the Lord Jesus Christ has no birthday. So remember that always. You can celebrate when you want to commemorate. When you commemorate the birthday of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are commemorating the first coming or the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then how the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and is described for us. Not only in Matthew, you know, it described for us in all the four Gospels. The account was given to us, recorded for us, inspiredly recorded for us. That means without error. And the truth also. While many people may be against it, the truth also. You'll find a lot of the people in the world, they celebrate it, they don't think a lot. But when they begin to think, and you think of Jesus Christ as coming in the manner in which He came into this world, was born into this world, There are many objections to that. Many people oppose that kind, and many say it's nonsense. And some even got the audacity, you know, the courage, the wicked thing to say that God is a liar. That Mary is pregnant, and then given the account in the all the Gospels that there's no human, no man part at all. And he said, God is a liar. Because they believe that no baby can be born into this world without any male part. A man and a woman must marry and have relationship, and then you can have a baby. Now this man believes that. He believes that is the truth. That is the fact. But for Jesus Christ to be born into this world through Mary without any marriage, that means virgin birth, is nonsense. Mary must have got relationship with somebody. If not Joseph, maybe a Roman garrison soldier. Maybe a Roman soldier. And all quiet. And then go and say this. See how wicked it is. And you will have this kind of people. And so let us look at this passage, Matthew passage, carefully. You'll find Matthew passage, Matthew records it very carefully. It's simple, it's straightforward and direct. And you'll find that when Matthew records this, it is somehow like a polemic, it is somehow polemical. In other words, it's argumentative. It's arguing for the truth. And to Matthew recorded this in order to dispel any opposition, any false ideas about the truth, how the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. So let us turn your Bible now to Matthew chapter 1. Let's look at verse 18. And so here in verse 18, Matthew wrote very plainly in verse 18, he says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise." Very simple, very straightforward. He announced the birth of Jesus Christ. That means he's coming into this world. He explained it. "When as his mother," the word "his" there is Jesus Christ, "when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph." Espoused means, it's an old word, today we say engaged. A little earlier we used betrothed. We still use the word betrothed. It is engaged, betrothed. Or we use engaged today. Engaged means already reserved. You cannot, he's not available anymore, either man or woman. So you ask the man, "I'm engaged already," and then so tell the woman, "Keep off," and so forth. So espoused means engaged to Joseph. Now, but what is interesting is this part. If you are engaged today even, and in those days especially, when you are espoused to a man, you are considered already as been married. You only wait for the wedding day. So in other words, you keep yourselves for the man and the man for the lady. They are engaged already. And most of the time, probably they are together. Alright, so, but here you can see that Matthew said in a very straightforward, espoused, engaged to Joseph, direct, very simple. Because before they came together, so they were engaged, and before they came together, meaning that before they lived together. They really come together, they come see each other. In those days they are very chaste, not like nowadays. Even before engaged, they come together. And then nowadays, it's so permissive. But not in those days. And so before they came together, the meaning here, before they were married and have. You see, before they were engaged, before they are married. They do see one another, of course, in their daily chores and all that. They do see one another. They do talk. They do laugh at each other. But they do not come together. Means they do not have, they do not live together as husband and wife. Not yet. Not the marriage day is not yet come. So they were came together, and she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Now I like the preposition of said by the Holy Spirit. Of the Holy Spirit. In other words, she was found with child. She was pregnant. She's with child of the Holy Spirit. Meaning it is not by, but the Holy Spirit has power. He has a child because of the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of God. Of God the Holy Spirit. Of God Holy Ghost. He was found with child. She was found with child. And that is during the time when she was engaged with Joseph. What do you think if your girlfriend, which you are engaged with, and you never come together, and suddenly one day you found your girlfriend is pregnant? What do you think? Very simple. You have to say very simple, very straightforward. Be just like Matthew here. And then definitely she has some relationship, some marital relationship with another person and not you. And that person must be a man. What will you do? Straight away you will get angry. You will blow your top. And the next word you say, finish. That's the end of it. We break our engagement. And then you might even publicly shame her. I think Joseph also in that kind of predicament. He was thinking, we are engaged and married, now you are with child, now what? And Joseph did not know the Holy Spirit. It was the power, the work of the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, he did not know. And here you find, so Joseph was in that kind of dilemma. Difficult, very difficult. I hope you can get yourself into that, into the shoes of Joseph. He was very sad, very terrible. Thinking maybe for a few nights, what to do? Now, who is Joseph? Is he an? He is not an ordinary child, or does he is a very, according to Bible here, it very plainly says that he is a just man. That means he is a righteous man, a good man, morally good, morally just. According to verse 19, you can say he is a just man, morally chaste. And here you have a girlfriend who is engaged to him, who is pregnant. And what goes into his mind definitely, say, she must have, somebody has seduced him, or she has herself offered herself to another man. So definitely he's in trouble. He's angry also. But here you'll find in verse 18 here, as far as the divine record is here, God is showing us that the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is a supernatural is supernatural, is miraculous. So in other words, the conception, Mary's conception of Jesus Christ, conception is a divine, miraculous conception, unique. It will never happen again to another person or to any man. Will never happen. This conception is unique. It's not the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is unique. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is natural through Mary. But the conception without a male part by the power of God, that is miraculous. Divine power of God. The conception is miraculous without the male part. The birth of Christ is natural. How is the baby born? Through a lady, a woman, naturally. And so you have in verse 18, it's very clearly stated here. The virgin birth is miraculous. Divine miraculously. Okay, so we have there. And then Joseph, being a just man, as I said, morally just, he got this problem now. And what did he want to do? Yes, he's very good, just. Not willing to make her a public example. In other words, for the sake of Mary, his fiancée, for her sake, don't want to make her a public example. In other words, he wouldn't go out and tell all other people, especially to all his relatives and all these things. Look, man, what is this? How shameful it is. How shameful it is that she is not, she is supposed to be engaged to me and now she is pregnant. Joseph did not know about the power of God there with regard to any birth of any child. Since the time of Joseph's time and before that time, everyone is married, then you have a child. And here I am engaged to her, and then she got she's pregnant now, she has a child. How come? So the natural conclusion is that you must have some kind of a relationship with someone, some man. So he's troubled. And so now, being he's morally good, for he did not want to shame her, although he has the right to. So being a good man, morally good, he don't want to shame her. Alright, he wants to, they want to shame her publicly. And what did she want to do? What did he want to do? He said, to put her away privily. Privily means secretly. So in other words, he would tell the parents or quietly not have any more communication with Mary. Don't want to be her friend anymore. Keep away from her. Whenever you see her coming, only run away. Go and hide yourself. Keep away. Don't let anybody know. Let people ask. And even they ask, I just quiet. Go in one ear, out the other ear. So quietly. For Mary's sake. Adjustment. So in other words, there was, as far as Mary is concerned, as Joseph is concerned, there is confrontation. As far as the virgin birth is concerned, the virgin birth, this virgin who is pregnant now, there is some confrontation. Joseph is the one who confronted. But he wants to do it secretly. To separate himself from this. So there was confrontation. You know that this, the doctrine of the virgin birth, because this becomes a doctrine, the virgin birth, we call it the virgin birth. Conception is a miraculous birth which doesn't happen in the past, none. And I will can dare say that it will never happen in the future. There will be only one like this. Well, in Singapore also, some people who study, right, or you read about in either internet or if you study science, and you will say that virgin birth is not unique. They say that among honeybees, silkworms, among some of these, even rabbits, sometimes they can be born or their eggs can be fertilized without the male. But this is called, in science, is called parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis. Genesis. Parthenogenesis. When it happened to these animals, or these killing insects, this is parthenogenesis. This is not virgin birth. This is only animals. But in the virgin birth, of the virgin conception, by the power, is only unique, one is kind of impossible with human beings. You will not find a human being or human woman, female, pregnant without a male. No. No, nothing. Science, there's no record, there's one. That's it. Never happened before. And we can dare say it will never happen. But in the case of Mary's conception, it is unique. Once unique, will never be repeated, it's impossible. Because it is because of the power of the Holy Spirit. He was wrought by the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And so Joseph said. So there is opposition. Even till today, when you talk about the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will have many people who are against, especially among unbelievers, they say nonsense. And that's why you have that one man who said that God is a liar. Mary must have relationship with another person. We don't know who he is. And God going to turn everything, and so God is a liar. Well, the Bible says what? In this kind of thing, let God be true, and every man a liar. And what God record here is truth. And God says to how? How did Mary become pregnant or have this baby? It's because of the divine power. And that because of this divine power. It is a miraculous conception. Now, when the people talk about the birth, then you can argue with them. Not about the birth. If you thought the birth, you can point to out that just Jesus Christ came out in the normal way. Mary gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ in the normal way. But the conception is by the power. And we know from scriptures that with God, everything is possible. Alright, so there's opposition at that. You see how powerful God is. Well, there are scriptures that there are many references in scripture that tell us that when a woman is old and barren and cannot produce anymore, barren, like who's barren? Sarah, Abraham's wife, who cannot at the age of 90 years old cannot bear children. And God says to Abraham, your wife will bear a child. And Abraham laughed, what? At our old age is still? Yeah. And God, so by the power of God. And so, Isaac was born. And so Hannah, look at Hannah. Hannah also was barren. She was a barren young woman. And then because of that, the husband marry another wife, and the second wife had many children? She has no. And she was always prayer. And God saw her, pitied her. God gave her Samuel. She's barren, she can't, but God can change. So there are many more. Samson is another one, always. Even John the Baptist also, the mother also can. And so with God, God has power. And with regard to the Mary, the mother of Jesus, so-called, she was pregnant with Jesus, miraculous, because by the power of God, the divine power. So there's opposition. When people oppose, there will always be. And want a Christian leader. He says that the virgin birth of Christ, I can't understand it. At the same time, I can't publicly say it is right or wrong. So what I can't understand and cannot explain, I don't talk about it. Is it right? That means you are going to deny the virgin conception or virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you deny the virgin conception of the Lord Jesus Christ, or in our words, say the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that means the Lord Jesus Christ is not born supernaturally, miraculously, is not divine. Then what is wrong? What are its implications? Many. In fact, I can say that all that you have learned, all that I'm going to preach here, you must ever forget. All of you better go home straight away, and I also will pack home and I'll tell you to go home also. Everything that you have believed, all like a pack of cards, fall to the ground. Finish. If you don't believe, if you reject the virgin conception or birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that means Christ's birth is not supernatural, it's not miraculous. So it is very important. Therefore, the virgin birth is is a fundamental doctrine. But it's not because you believe it is true. It's the other way around. It is true, that's why I believe it, because it happened 2,000 years ago, I wasn't there, so I believe it. Not because I believe, so it is true. No, it happened before like this, had God recorded for us. And I believe it. Don't you believe it because everybody saying nonsense, but I believe it, and therefore it is true. Nonsense. It happened like that. And I believe it. Okay? Alright. That's very important. And therefore, as a Christian, when you come to the virgin birth, you must believe it wholeheartedly in your heart. And know what it is. And today you are going to learn what is actually. We all have been spoken, all of us will be talk about the virgin birth, we celebrate it and all that. But what is it? And then so you learn here. Alright, so Joseph was anti, was against, but he was a just man. And then also is Mary a just woman, righteous woman. Now look at verse 20. So this is where God intervenes. But while he thought on these things, while Joseph was thinking about these things, what did Mary do? You must have gone crazy, are you? Go and meet someone and grew all these things. So while he thought of all these things and want to put Mary away, want to have anything to do with Mary. Huh? All he thought of all these things. Verse 20, behold. So the word behold is to look. Look. And what he says, look what? The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Now this is not dreaming. Of course, in a dream, yes, God wanted to choose this way. So he has thought through, Joseph thought through, got so tired. Okay, I better sleep. And so God so gave him a dream. And he dreamt. It's a real dream. Yes, he dreamt. And here, the clarification happened. The angel of the Lord explained what he's thinking, his problem. And what did the Lord say? What did the angel of the Lord say? Joseph, calling by the name Joseph, the son of David. Joseph was a descendant of King David. That he is in line with the David's kingship. Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. So in other words, espouse, engage. So don't be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. Don't be afraid. So in other words, Joseph was thinking, he's unfaithful woman. Don't be afraid. Okay? And explain further. For that which is conceived in her, that which is conceived, that conception is of the Holy Ghost. It's not by the Holy Ghost. It's of the Holy Ghost. It's of the power of the Holy Ghost, of God, the Holy Spirit. It's of the power of the Holy Spirit. She has this conception. There's a babe in her. So, explain. Then further, in verse 21, and the angel said, now in those days, this angel said, alright, he shall bring forth a son. In those days, when you are pregnant, you do not know whether it's a boy or girl until you wait 9 months when it comes, alright, then, girl, oh boy. Today, before you give birth to the child, they can tell you already. Oh, this one is a boy. But sometimes they can't even tell you. They say, the cuckoo child you can't see. The little. Nowadays, no. But nowadays you can. Huh? But in those days you cannot. And so the angel told Joseph that Mary will give birth to a son. Boy, it's a boy. And then, thou shalt call him Jesus. And commanded him, told him that you will call this baby, when he's born, it's a son, you will call him Jesus. Yesu. Jesus. Yesu. For, why? For he shall save his people from their sins. For he shall save his people from their sins. So, here God explains. And God tells us the miraculous divine conception of Mary. Of Mary. That means the way, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And why he's born into this world. And he went further on. First of all, therefore, this clarification. And then, here, the angel also explained. This birth is not suddenly. It's connected with sometime about several hundred years ago. About 700 years ago. And there was a prophet. And the prophet Isaiah. And he says here, if you read in Isaiah 7:14, behold, a virgin, he says here, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So the angel explained for now to Joseph, and now tells Joseph even that 700 years ago there was a prophecy of this child will be born. And how the prophecy says what? A virgin, no male partner, a virgin shall be with child and give birth. And it is why? Because God with us. It is because Emmanuel and God with us. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ, Mary's birth of Jesus Christ was miraculous. Jesus Christ is not an ordinary person. He's going to die for your sins? Wow, very good. But who is he? According here, he is God with us. Jesus Christ actually is the second person of the Godhead. He's God himself, God living with us, Emmanuel. This is explained to Joseph. Now we all, I learned more. In fact, I confirmed very much. Yeah, I've been talking about virgin birth. You talk about virgin birth? Yes, the Bible says virgin birth, virgin birth. I already say like that. No, it is. The implication is that if there is no virgin birth, there is no God with us, the babe is not God. And no virgin birth means Mary is unfaithful. Although we don't know who the person is, it's not Joseph. Joseph was not, he's someone put away. And if Jesus Christ is the virgin birth of Christ, okay, the virgin conception is not supernatural and divine and not of the Holy Spirit, then everything, all concerning Christianity, finish, zero. You build a pack of cards so beautiful, and one knock, finished. His birth, his atoning death, his shed blood, his resurrection, his second coming, all nonsense, all cannot. So how important it is. And for the religious, I cannot understand, but I cannot also deny publicly or also say that it is supernatural. I can't say. And what I don't understand, I don't want to talk about it. That's nonsense. If you are a Christian, you cannot say like that. You cannot say, I don't know. It's so difficult to understand. I cannot understand. To teach it or not to teach it, I don't want to do also. I just be a Christian. You cannot be a Christian and not believe it. And you must believe it in your heart. You must believe it in your heart. Otherwise, you are none of his. Otherwise, you are none. You have no freedom to believe in it. If you don't believe what is recorded here, what is God says here, that means you don't accept it. As some people say, there's mistakes. Did the copyist make mistake? One wonders. No mistake. This is the truth. And you say Matthew is wrong, he's not telling the truth. No, you don't have to talk against Matthew. What about Mark, Luke, and John, the apostles? And then all the other books also do refer to the Lord Jesus Christ as God. You have to deal with all of them. And then when you say all this is not true, this is God's word, then you put yourself above God. You are more important, higher than this book, than the author of this book. I am greater. This is human being, always the thing, I am greater. Now, so you must believe in the virgin birth. A virgin conception. After the conception, then you have, after 9 months, the time comes for the babe to be born, delivered. And who is this babe? He's Jesus. And you will live a sinless life for 33 years. 33 years, Jesus passed, died. He lived a sinless life. Yes. And that's it. So, Joseph, verse 24, 25. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, suddenly he woke up. That's very true. In the sleep, when you have a dream, and then the dream comes to towards the end, and sometimes it's a horrible end. Oh, you wake up, and then you say, alright, it's only a dream. But here Joseph was explained the truth. Then he woke up and did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. That was the dream that Joseph had was a real dream. And what was the thing to do? He did what the angel told him to do. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And I'm sure Joseph went and tell Mary, why I had this dream, terrible dream. And then maybe Joseph also confide in her, actually, you are so terrible at first. I want to put you away secretly now. But the angel of the Lord came and rescued us and said, this has happened. So the babe, take good care of yourself. When the 9th month comes, you're going to give birth to this. And Joseph looked after, was prepared, and prepared her, and took unto him his wife. And later they married. Now, and they married while she's pregnant, and knew her not. The word knew means to know a person, means to know her, to know a person intimately. And so the word is used, and knew her not, means they had no marital relationship. He had no marital relationship with Mary because she's pregnant until after the birth of that child, of that babe. And who is Jesus? Till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called him. The angel told him to call him, and he called him Jesus. And the meaning of Jesus is Savior. He will die. He will save his people from their sins. And he prophesied in Isaiah, his name called Emmanuel, God with us. In other words, that babe is Jesus, who is the second person of the Godhead. And so God lived with man. That's the meaning of virgin birth, of virgin conception. Mean God lived with us. God can only live with us this way. If Christ is not virgin conceived and born in that sense, born means natural, but virgin conceived, then he is no God. If he is not virgin conceived, he is virgin conceived, that is why God can. Why God became man to live with us, live that kind of life and sacrifice that life to shed his precious blood, like we have observed here today. That when we observe that his body was broken for us, was beaten for us, and his shed blood for us. That's the purpose of Christ coming. For us, to save us from all our sins. And so Joseph, I think the purpose, you can see how Matthew wrote it in a very polemical way to disprove or refute all those who are against. But how important it is, therefore, regarding the virgin birth, the virgin conception and birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. How important it is. You can never, you cannot deny. You cannot say you don't know. You cannot say you don't know. If you don't know, means you deny. You can say, I don't know, but I don't deny. That's nonsense. That's talking nonsense. Alright? You must say, you don't know, you better know. You better know. And so I know. You don't know, then you read. Just read Matthew 4, chapter 1, 18 to 25. Do you believe it? If we were not there, 2,000 years ago it happened. All recorded for us. You believe that this was infallible, inerrant. It's the truth. You cannot say. You must believe it to be the truth also in your heart. If you don't believe it, you are in great danger. All that you, other things that you believe is all nonsense, you know. If this one fundamental doctrine you don't believe. It's a very important foundation stone. No? You remove that stone, the whole thing collapses. You know what that means? I just want to end with this illustration. In Serangoon, there was a hotel. No? And then the hotel owners sold the ground floor to one club or something like that. And then the club man want to make into a clubhouse or restaurant, something like that. And then he got a wrong contractor. The contractor go and saw off all the pillars. He got the pillars, he one big dance floor, one dance floor, saw all the pillars. After he saw all the pillars, the whole hotel, 7-story, collapsed. Okay. My illustration tell you that the virgin conception of Jesus Christ, we can call it the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, is a foundation stone of your belief. You remove that. I doubt, I don't know, I won't preach, I won't talk about it. Whatever you have done since your belief, all that you have built up, collapse. So that's important. So let's learn this for a fact. Although we may not talk so much about it, but each time come December the 25th and everybody is celebrating and they talk more about Santa Claus than about Jesus Christ and why he came, who he is, they all do not know about it. Babe Jesus Christ, just like anybody's birthday. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus is a great man. And he was born on this day. Oh, we celebrate for him. That's what they believe. You don't join them. You join them, you can tell them who is Jesus Christ. Baby, whenever comes to 25, be a crazy man and tell them who Jesus Christ is. And they will say, you are crazy. Yes, okay, I'm crazy for Christ's sake. Believe it. May God help us. Let's pray.